Omar Khayyam was one of the most remarkable and distinguished Iranian scholars and poets at the later end of the 12th century. Born in the town of Nishapur, the provincial capital of Khorasan in northeastern Iran, he devoted much of his life to the study of science. His work on algebra made great advancements in the field. Asked to develop an accurate solar calendar, he produced one that was far superior in precision to any existing calendars, including the later-day Gregorian calendar that we still use. But it is as a poet that he acquired a worldwide fame. The Noel Collection has several editions of Omar Khayyam's poems, or Rubaya, that bear the mark of his deep reflection on the meaning of life in human existence. These poems remain unique in regard to the freedom that Omar asserted for humans and in the boldness with which he denounced hypocrisy and intolerance, injustice and fanaticism. Omar well understood the all-too-brief moment we allotted on this earth. Using the imagery of a jug and clay throughout his poems, Omar alludes to the shortness of life. I saw the potter in the market yesterday, pounding and pounding upon a piece of clay. Behold, said the clay to the potter, treat me gently, for once I was like you, but now I'm clay. Owing to his inquisitive nature, Omar questioned things most around him took for granted. He had little confidence in the promises of religion with its talk of heaven and hell, and even expressed doubts regarding the logic of God. There was only one thing Omar was certain about, the life itself, the need to enjoy life to the fullest. On this, he asserts, today is thine to spend, but not tomorrow. Counting on tomorrow, breathe not but sorrow. Oh, squander not this breath that heaven has lent thee, nor make too sure another breath to borrow. His indulgence to freedom and his liberty of speech drew down upon him censure and persecution. But Omar pressed on, defending skepticism and rationalism against the rising tide of orthodoxy, and remaining a voice of protest against what he regarded to be a fundamentally unjust world. He died in Nishapur at the age of 83 on December 4, 1131. He used to predict that his grave will be in the spot where the trees will shed their blossoms twice a year. 4 years after his death, one of his disciples went to pay respects to the old master and found his tomb at the foot of a garden wall over which pear and peach trees had thrust their branches and dropped their flowers so that his tombstone was hidden beneath them. Ah, make the most of what we yet may spend before we too into the dust descend. Dust into dust and under dust to lie. Sun's wine, sun's song, sun's singer, and sun's end.
And for the Noel Collection, I am Alexander Mikhaberidze.